At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Rory from Polsbo is. Rory, are you there?
I am here.
Good morning, Rory. Steve, that means it's time for you to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Rory has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
How many knees does an elephant have?
4?
Yes. In what decade was the Empire State Building completed?
The 40s.
No.
50s?
No.
20s?
No. Which Hawaiian city translates to safe harbor?
Which what?
Hawaiian city translates to safe harbor.
Honolulu.
Yes. Which Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle uses the bow staff?
Donatello.
Correct. What South African antelope shares its name with a brand of athletic shoes?
Ayak.
No.
Ibac?
No.
Hoka?
No. Who wrote the Da Vinci Code?
Dan Brown.
He did. Albumin is the technical word for what part of the egg?
The yolk.
No.
The white?
Yes. Marilyn Bell was the first person to swim across which of the Great Lakes?
Michigan.
No.
Erie?
No.
You got Huron.
No. You got 5 correct, though. Rory split right down the middle.
Ew. All right.
Yeah. Ooh, you walked in with a game face. Did you see that? Steve is not messing around.
Yeah, I got the eye on the prize today, baby.
Are you ready?
Let's freaking go.
All right.
How many knees does an elephant have?
4?
Yes. What decade was the Empire State Building completed?
Does the trunk have a knee? I'm very confused by this. The 1920s.
No.
What was the question?
In what decade was the Empire State Building completed?
The 1930s.
Yes. Which Hawaiian city translates to safe harbor?
Honolulu?
Yes. Which Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle uses the bow staff?
Oh, that is Raphael.
No.
Donatello.
Yes. Which South African antelope...
My daughter would be very disappointed in me.
Which South African antelope shares its name with a brand of athletic shoes?
Kangaroos?
No.
I don't know. Nike?
No.
ASICS.
No. Who wrote the Da Vinci Code?
That would be Tom Cruise.
No.
Jesus. I don't know. L. Ron Hubbard.
No.
Dr. Seuss.
No. Albumin is the technical word for which part of the egg?
The yolk?
No.
The white?
Yes. Marilyn Bell was the first person to swim across which of the Great Lakes?
Lake Erie.
No.
Lake Michigan.
No.
Lake Ontario.
Yes.
Too
but
late.
I think you're too
late. Yeah.
Steve, you got 5 correct.
Yeah, that was
which is
awful.
Fine, but it's a tie.
Oh, come on.
5-5. Good job, Rory. Next time you will beat Migs.
Definitely.
Are we ever going to get to a point where there's more ties than there are losses?
Dude,
it's looking that way.
I feel like if we look at like the last 15 games, we might be tied with ties and wins.
The South African antelope that shares its name with a brand of athletic shoes, Reebok.
Okay.
The Da Vinci Code was penned by Dan Brown, and Rory did get that one correct.
Oh, that's nice.
Eventually, you got Lake Ontario. Marilyn Bell was the first person to swim across that Great Lake. Congratulations on your big tie this morning, Steve.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is a new feature on the Odyssey app, and it lets you leave us a voice message whenever you please. And the messages are so entertaining. Some very interesting, Steve.
People want to talk Happy Gilmore, and also we have a great message about fairs.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Smashing Pumpkins.